Only the heart knows God. The reasoning man makes no sense of divinity. Only the heart knows God. And the reasoning man makes no sense of divinity. We have tried to use our reason. We have tried to use our understanding. We've tried to use logic. And we've tried to use all of those things to understand God, to recognize what divinity is within us. And we'll never know. Because it's only the heart that knows God. It's only that which is within us that's beautiful and good and lovely. Only that which is within us that is divine, that knows that God is. Now, we're not trying to place God into something that we cannot understand and that we cannot enjoy, that we cannot follow, because the wisdom of God, the divinity that we are, is always within us and always available to us and always who and how we're going to express ourselves. Now, how are you going to express yourself? How are you going to express the divinity within you? How am I going to express the divinity that's within me? Can I reason to make it understandable? No. It's only when my heart blossoms over. It's only when my heart sings out and says, yes, yes, all is right with the world. The world is a beautiful place. This is a glorious, wonderful, fantastic place. All is magnificent. All is fantastic. All is joyous. All is harmony. When I say that, what am I saying to myself? I'm saying to myself that there's only one way for me to find God. There's only one way for me to understand what God is, and that's by listening within my own heart. Listening within my own soul, listening within who I am. When I feel good in myself, when I feel happy in myself, when I feel joyous in myself, then I have found that understanding that passes all understanding. That understanding that tells me this is a glorious world. Now, we've been speaking a lot lately about politics. We've been speaking a lot lately about what's going on in the world, the conflicts that go on in the world, the things that go on in the world. But what does God think about? If God were to think about the politics of the world or the logic, the wars that are going on, the world would be a very sad place. But because God does not think on those things, God does not dwell upon those things in its awareness and its consciousness, because that is not the nature of God, then that's not the nature of us. That's not the nature of who we are. We are only that which is beautiful, and only that which is wonderful, and only that which is good, because that's who truly we are. Now, what are you going to say about who you are? What are you going to say about who your life is? What are you going to say about how you're going to reflect? Are you going to think thoughts that God doesn't think? Are you going to think thoughts that are turning you away from your awareness within you? Are you going to think thoughts that turn you away from your heart, what your heart knows? Our heart is the most beautiful expression we have within us. It sort of makes us feel good. It makes us feel right. It makes us feel strong. It makes us feel magnificent in every possible way. And that's the way we really should feel. That's the way we really want to feel. That's the way we really know who we are. We are magnificent. We are wonderful beyond all measure. We're just beyond all that can ever be thought, because we are that. Only the heart knows God. And I want to know God. So I listen to my heart, and I turn to my heart, and I understand what my heart is saying, and my heart is saying to me, all is good, all is very good, all is fantastic, all is beautiful, all is marvelous, all is understandable. And when I say that, what I feel 10 feet tall. When I say that, I feel that all the world is living in harmony. All the world is living in peace. All the world is living in joy. That's the most wonderful thing that I could ever do. And that's what I do every day.